Random House Audio presents Sexy Little Numbers, How to Grow Your Business Using the Data You Already Have, by Dimitri Mox, with Paul B. Brown. Read for you by Steve Kramer. Introduction. Why numbers have always been sexy. Ads that follow shoppers around as they go from one website to another. Precise real-time updates on the effectiveness of your marketing campaigns, and the ability to target the absolutely most profitable individuals within your customer base. These are just three of the thousands of things possible today thanks to analytics, the shorthand description of the art and science of analyzing all the data that is out there. So, you might think numbers have just suddenly become sexy, but that's far from the case. It's probably fair to assume that our sexy little numbers started to pop up in marketing after the invention of the first direct response campaigns. Aaron Montgomery Ward invented the mail order catalog in 1872, and Richard Sears and Alva Roebuck copied it in 1886. While there's no real evidence of how these early catalog pioneers measured their success and optimized operations, they had the ability to do so. And the fact that both catalogs thrived for more than 100 years, to be replaced by their online equivalents, suggests they probably did a good job at it. Indeed, Claude Hopkins's Scientific Advertising, 1923, a forerunner of this book, states, "The time has come when advertising has, in some hands, reached the status of a science. It's based on fixed principles and is reasonably exact. The causes and effects have been analyzed until they're well understood. The correct methods of procedure have been proved and established. We know what is most effective, and we..."